The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, from today, any employee who wants to work until the age of 66, even if their contract says that they should retire at 65, has the right to stay in the job. The new rules will aim to close the gap between retirement and the age when you're entitled to the state pension on your 66th birthday. We're about to talk to Peter Cosgrove, employment expert and managing director of FutureWise, on this. But if you have any questions, do get in touch with us now, 087 1400 106. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning.
This looks like a pretty straightforward change. Are there complexities in here that both employers and employees need to know about?
Yeah, well, firstly, there are certain areas like this Defence Forces, the Garda, that are already saying you can work up till 70. So if you have those sorts of rules in place, they don't change. This is really trying to bridge that 1 year gap that a lot of people have between when their pension kicks in and when they retire. So the key thing to understand is you have a right to request to stay on. The employer has a right to say no in certain circumstances, let's say health and safety or something like that. But in general, it just gives employers who are employees who maybe want to work that little bit longer who can, or who want to bridge that 1 year gap.
Okay, so what happens if your employer says no and has a reasonable reason for saying no and you must retire then at 65? You don't get the state pension till 66. What happens?
Yeah, I mean, it would be rare that they would give a reason that wouldn't be very fair. And this is what this is going to do. So it would have to be a reason that it was actually going to be unfit for you to stay in work. So the onus is very much on the employer now. And the downside with the employer is going to be a bit more bureaucracy to them, because they're going to have to, if they did want to stop this, they'd have to kind of give you the paperwork and realise why you couldn't do this. So in general, it's very much in favour of the employee. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't allow you to stay on or give you reasons why you can't stay on, they could be liable to be fined, right?
Yeah, essentially, that's what the Act is in place. It's very much a protection. I mean, it removes the 1 year income gap. I mean, for employers, as I said, it'll be a bit more bureaucratic. And maybe for younger workers, we'll feel like, my God, will those older workers ever leave? There's probably a little bit, they're probably wondering, because this is only going to go up and up, because as they say, the average person born today has a 50% chance of living to 100. So it's kind of hard to see us in the future of retiring 65 if our work life goes on a lot longer.
So this is the thin end of the wedge. You say that the state pension age is likely to go up again.
I mean, it's been mooted already, and politically it has not been a good thing to do. But eventually, as they look at the numbers down the road, it's very difficult for governments to do it because they don't want the negative press. But the reality is, if you talk to people in the kind of actuary world, they say that it's very hard for us to see how this is going to continue if we don't raise that age.
So some questions coming in on the extension of the retirement age. I'm 64 next February. If I want to retire at 66, is there a notice period that I must give my employer? So when do you start asking your employer, can you stay on?
What I'd say to everybody, this is like a kind of an act that has come in place that allows you to go till 66 instead of 65. How your employer deals with that could be very different. So, you know, you'll have an employment contract, you'll have kind of something around your retirement that will be in that, might say 3 months, might say 6 months. But in general, the best thing to do is just engage with your employer. There's no surprises in this. They're going to give you, they're going to tell you what you need to know, but just be aware of it as you're coming up to the age.
Yeah. But if your employer says, yep, you can stay on until 66, but your job is going to change, your role is going to change, can the employer do that?
No. They can't do that. Again, they can only do that if there's a reason for it. It doesn't change anything else. An employer can't just change your job without some sort of consultation process, and more importantly, some sort of clarity about why that is happening.
Okay, so they have to reasonably keep you in the job that you're doing until the age of 66, even if your contract says you must retire at 65.
Yeah, and I suppose they're the negative reasons. I suppose the positives are, hopefully employers are seeing this as there's skill shortages out there. There's areas that we can't actually get the people. So actually, it's in our interest. We've got these people in here who have got huge amounts of experience, and we actually don't want to lose them at 65. That extra year is positive for employers as opposed to any way of a blocker.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure new contracts now, when it comes to staff contracts or employee contracts, they all say retirement age of 66 now, right?
They move up. Yeah, and they will go in line with how the world of work goes, and that, as I said, might continue to change over the years. Mm-hmm. But all employers have, that's completely within their view of what they want to do.
Yeah. A listener wants to know, will welfare still be paid for those who don't want to work at the age of 65 or beyond 65? The answer to that is no, isn't it?
No.
You get your pension at 66.
66 is the deal, and that's why they're doing this. This might feel unfair to people, but as I said, it had to come in at some stage, and there is going to be this 1 year gap if you still decide to retire at 65, which is completely up to you, and you're allowed to do that. But yeah, the pension doesn't kick in for
you. I just wonder what happens if your employer decides to retire you at 65. You know, if they refuse your request and that is accepted, what happens then to that 12-month period when you're not getting your pay and you're not getting your pension?
I mean, that would be the exact same thing that would happen if you just voluntarily decided to retire at 65, knowing that the pension doesn't kick in till 66. But as you say, if the employer...
But if your employer is the one who has said, no, you can't work till 66.
Yeah, but again, that can only be based on specific rules and regulations. And if you look at most of the content around this, that would be in a very small case. As I said, if they felt it was actually dangerous for you to do that, which is probably going to be in very small amount of roles.
Okay. Once people want to work and can meet the contractual terms of their contract, they should be allowed to work as long as they want. This is ageism to force retirement at 66. And there may be some employers and some employees who want to work beyond that. But if you want to work beyond 66, and your contract says 65 or 66, Peter, you can't, can you?
Yeah, no. And I suppose there's a bigger conversation around this, which is, you know, a lot of people are very fearful of that whole idea of retirement, right? It's because they go from this idea that I've purpose and organization, I've an identity, I work 5 days a week. And one of the biggest dangers that they talk about with retirement is that people go from this 5 days to 0 days. And actually, you should really be having this conversation with yourself. Forget about the employer-employee and all the challenges that might be coming down the line. Think about yourself. How it's going to work for you? What are you going to do when you retire? What's your social circle like? What kind of purpose are you going to have? Because you don't just become a different person in retirement. But a lot of people are very good at working at these rules around welfare and pension and where my retirement savings are. But they don't actually know about what they're going to do 9 to 5, 5 days a week, which is why a lot of these questions are very much around that concern rather than the money or anything like that.
So for you, the planning for your retirement in terms of what you're going to do with yourself is perhaps more important.
And I would say, you know, at 55, you should be starting to think about your social circles. You should be thinking about the hobbies and activities you do, because this doesn't just come to you as a bolt of lightning at 66 and you go, oh, I'm suddenly going to become a gardener, join a charity, become a volunteer. All those things could be great, but they don't just come to you at 66. You've got to find out the things that give you purpose, that gives you a bit of passion, that gives you some excitement. And remember, they don't have to be paid work. This is about connecting, socializing, and actually getting yourself out there. And actually, for men, it's probably a lot harder than women. Men aren't as good at the social connection as women are. And I think it's probably something they're probably a little bit more tied to their identity as well. And those are the things you have to start to untie earlier than the day of retirement.
Yeah, and those things are really important for your mental health, for your life, for your longevity. And we hear that all of the time. A listener is 48. I feel I'm discriminated against because I'm seen as too old in my profession as it stands. I couldn't imagine being in that workplace at 66. Is it fair to say that most employers want younger workers?
It's not fair to say they do, but it is fair to say ageism absolutely exists, and it exists generally unconsciously rather than consciously. I mean, if you're in a workplace that is generally lots of younger people and you're 10 or 15 years older, you do stick out a little bit. But that doesn't mean they are being ageist. A lot of this is also in our head. We feel, oh, like 48 is not old. You're not going to be restricted. But yes, in your view, will you be there at 66? You know, that's still 18 years away. It's a massive amount of time. I would hope you might think there might be lots of other opportunities for you. You don't have to be in that one job at 66. But it does exist. But more and more employers are realizing that an older worker has a huge amount of benefits. You know, if your kids have already grown up, if you had kids, chances are you've no drop-offs to do. You're actually, they say, much less sick days, definitely no kind of Monday morning after concert weekends. So they say you're much more likely, and generally an older worker wants to work. They're not that they need the money. Of course, some of them need the money, but they're much more likely to do the job because they want to do the job. So you've got a more engaged worker, one who turns up more, takes less sick days. So actually employers are starting to realize the older worker, there's no downsides. Actually, there's a lot more upsides. Mm-hmm.
And the wealth of experience that older workers have as well.
And this idea that they don't know technology and some of the old tropes are probably being pushed away a little bit with the generation coming
through. Are you suggesting that our 48-year-old who feels too old in their current job might think about, if they're uncomfortable with that, might think about moving somewhere else?
No, but I think I'm saying more that too many people think I'm 48, I can't see myself at 66. You shouldn't think maybe you know, that this is where I'm going to be for 18 years. I mean, I hate to say it, but there's a good chance these days that, you know, with artificial intelligence coming in, that your job might actually not be there in 18 years. I have no idea what this person does, but that's the way of the world. So I would like to think most people should not ever be thinking I'm hanging on till 66, because that's the kind of a recipe for disaster if things go the wrong way, because you haven't upskilled yourself, you haven't thought about things. So the best way and to think about a job is when you're in a job. So even if you're not looking for a job, that doesn't mean you stole your career and you aren't learning and you aren't building experience.
Yeah, you mentioned AI there, and I'm hearing more and more people talking about their children who are coming up to leaving cert now, making decisions on their CEO based on what they think will or will not exist in a few years' time. Is that wise, or should you just follow your gut and follow what you're interested in?
You should definitely do what you're interested in, and you should not. So the number one, the two people who predict where you go to college are your parents and your best friends. You're usually three. So you need to tell parents to let their kids choose. If they want to do history and philosophy, don't say to them, well, what job are you going to get at the end of that? You know, those are the jobs that actually they ask questions and they don't have answers. You know, if someone says, if Hitler died in 1942, what would have happened? No one has the answer to that. And that's great for conversation, for argument. So actually, you let people do the career they want to do, and you less worry less. If a 22 or 23 year old comes out of college, they're probably going to work for 50 years. So they've plenty of time to work out what they want to do. So the social skills, the interpersonal skills, even the going to college at all, can actually really build those skills for the future.
So stop worrying about AI and what it will and won't do in a few years' time.
It's not the kids worrying, it's generally the parents.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. A couple more messages. I'm a female doing manual labour that I won't be able to do at 65. Where does that leave me?
Yeah, and that's tricky. And I would say that for an organization point of view, I would like to think if you've got the experience and the knowledge of your organization. I see lots of people now who used to work as truck drivers, and now in America they're doing lots of truck drivers who are working in a factory driving driverless trucks, and they're navigating. So you actually start saying, well, what are the skills that I have and the knowledge I have in the organization, and what kind of cross skills can I suddenly move into so I can still be in this organization if I really love it, but doing something a little bit different. There's a little bit of an onus on you, not just in the employer. The employer has to worry about everybody. You can actually focus on yourself.
Peter, thank you very much.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.